way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Okay. Here we are again.
Yariba, yariba, andale, andale, yariba.
Is that in honor of 5 de Mayo?
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Very ethnic of you. You're culturally appropriating Latin people, however. Or cultural misappropriation. I don't even know what all that shit means.
Stop trying to use big words.
I just did use them.
Yeah, but doesn't mean you use them appropriately.
You don't know.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
that's cultural appropriation, right?
Yes, it is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it is.
So happy 5th of May.
Thank you. I made tacos for dinner.
Congratulations. You did, and they were very youngy.
I know.
Youngy, yummy.
Very authentic.
Yeah. And I appreciated it when I came back from the gym that there were some yummy tacos for me.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Taco to Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you prefer the soft shell versus the hard shell?
Soft shell. 100%.
Okay.
Hard shell, stupid.
Beef or chicken?
Beef. Chicken. Beef. Beef. Beef.
Okay.
I'm going to go with beef.
How
about
you?
Beef? What is your shell preference?
You know what? I
Are
ride
you preferential
the line?
To one or the other?
boy. I prefer you not to make bad jokes.
Okay, but this is not about me coming out of my shell. It's about which shells you prefer.
I actually like them both evenly. So I had one of each today for dinner.
That's a cop-out answer. That's bullshit.
But it's true.
No, it's not.
It is true. Well, I had one of each. Well, actually, I had two of each.
No,
two hard shells.
To like offend somebody by saying you don't like one.
Well, but I like them both.
No, you don't.
I do.
You almost gagged when you were eating that hard shell taco.
No. Well, that's because it wasn't properly warmed, so it was unusually hard. You know, did you ever that when you've had like maybe chips or Doritos or something or taco or nachos and you don't chew it right and you swallow it and it goes down and you can feel it like scratch all the way down your esophagus? It's like the worst feeling in the world.
You know that's what teeth are for, right?
Listen, coming from the guy who chokes on water and his own saliva on a regular basis,
enough
I don't
that
think
I should be concerned.
You should make fun of me because once I didn't chew
yeah.
my tortilla properly.
I do. I should be concerned about the amount of times I just choke drinking water. I'm falling apart.
Yeah, you've probably got laryngeal paralysis just like old dog Sam.
Sam, oh yeah, maybe. Maybe. I have old dog vestibular disease too.
Make a lot of sense.
How would it make sense? He walks around crooked because of all that. I don't walk around crooked. I've been running. Done with COVID.
You're not done with COVID.
I'm totally done with COVID.
You're still coughing. I heard
barely.
You today.
I just have like a little cough that's breaking up stuff in my lungs. There's hardly anything down there anymore.
When was the last time you took medication?
It's been 2 days.
Okay.
So.
Good for you.
I know. I ran 3 times this week already.
That's awesome.
It's fucking awesome, is right. And they're all pretty decent runs. I'm happy.
Enjoy those chilly mornings while we have them.
I know. I hate fucking running in the heat.
I love
it. It's going to suck.
I can't wait for
just
summer.
Run at the Y indoors all the time.
Go ahead. That's why we have the membership.
Or trail running.
So you have
running.
That option.
Trail runs, even though it's hot, it's shaded most of the time. Pick the right
trail
fits.
Running's fun.
We got those kick-ass new trail running shoes for that half marathon we didn't do.
Might as well get our use out of them, huh?
We never ran trails once leading up to that either.
We didn't have to.
I know, it was a lot of
snow. There was snow, yeah. We were running in a lot of sloppy mess.
But yeah. So yeah, it's been good. No more being sick.
Yeah, maybe for you.
We don't have the vid. Yeah, you can't. You've got long COVID or AIDS. It's one of those two. We should get you tested.
If I have AIDS, I got it from you, so.
Well, that's not true.
See, now look what you made me do. By just simply by suggestion, you made me want to cough.
You sound like your brother Len when he's laughing.
But yes, I'm getting better slowly. A little bit better every day.
Good.
Today it's just gone from a lot of coughing. Now I'm at the just clearing my throat a lot kind of stage.
Yeah.
I'm still able to work out, though. Still run and, you know.
Still killing it.
Trying. Got training to do, man.
Yeah, for those of you that are local, yes, that is us you saw on TV.
No, that's right. We are famous.
Mm-hmm. We're television personalities at this point.
We are.
Not
television
unfortunately, not
stars.
Because of the, almost unfortunately, not because of the podcast. But nevertheless, it's good exposure. Had I known that was going to get filmed, I would have worn like a podcast t-shirt maybe instead.
There you go. You missed opportunity.
But no, I didn't know they were going to have cameras. An actual news production.
There was a post.
It was?
There was a post that said that we invited the news, yes.
Oh, okay.
If anyone's wondering what we're talking about.
Yeah, talk about it.
The Buffalo Triathlon Club that we're part of did a event. Every year we have a non-for-profit organization that that we support. And this year, our members have voted to support Go Bike. Why are you raising your hand?
I have a question. Did all the votes count? Because I didn't vote for Go Bike.
All of the votes counted.
Okay,
and I'm
go
sorry
ahead.
If you were in the minority.
Continue. I'm used to it as an American Indian being in the minority. Go
oh,
ahead.
My God. Anyways. So we were supporting Go Bike. For anyone that doesn't know, Go Bike is a... are they
they're biking advocates?
Advocates, that's the word I'm looking for. They're biking advocates, if you will. But they also have a brick and mortar location. Mm-hmm. That's an old police station that they work out of. And for $35 a year membership, you can join there. And they've got all the biking tools that you need to work on your own bike. They will show you what you need to do, how to do a bike tune up,
yep.
Keep it safe, all that kind of stuff. They also advocate for with the city for, you know, bike lanes and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. They do fundraising, especially for like kids' bikes, where if a lot of bikes that are donated, they will fix them up. Christmas time, they help, you know, different organizations, you know, kids get bikes for Christmas, things like that for the less fortunate.
Yeah,
so that's
really
our
cool
organization.
Thing.
So the Buffalo Triathlon Club that we're part of, we held a bike drive, if you will, where members donated their unused bikes and parts and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And we made a rather large donation to Go Bike. So
yeah.
That was covered by the local news.
Yes. And we were on said local news.
We were.
Channel 2.
Yes.
WGRZ.
WGRZ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. And you know what's even better is, well, not better. It was fun. The fact that we're on TV and I've got my most epic hair of my entire life going right now. That's the best time to be on TV. Fresh haircut. My hair, I said this morning to you, I have the best hair in the 50 years of my life going right now. My hair's awesome. I have awesome hair.
You look great, honey.
I do. I feel great.
You should.
So that's the best time to be on TV.
You
got to
make sure
you got a
fresh
cut. Look at
you. You look good. You're running again. You're healthy. Look at you. Top of the world.
I know.
And I'm glad I'm here to be part of it with you.
Well, that's the part that's kind of a bummer to me, but I am happy that I feel this good and I'm doing so well, yeah.
I hate you.
Best hair in 50 years. BH and FY. I love you so much.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Yeah, you get your hair cut a lot, though, now.
Every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an investment.
It is.
Because you can't just go
sucks.
Anywhere to get that really awesome haircut that you love.
Dude, I go to Burns, I drop $40 with tip for a haircut.
And that's nice of you, because those guys do a really good job.
They do, yeah. It's like, I think the cut and everything ends up being like $33, so I'll give them like a $7 tip. I think that's good.
Right. But and that's
awesome
a great
jobs.
Barbershop. It's turning over.
Yeah.
It used to be like an old, you know, old timers.
Well, I think he still owns it, that one mm-hmm. shorter dude. But, you know, it's funny you say that because I remember we used to go there sometimes for the boys, Mark specifically, maybe. At times we took him there to get their haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that older, portly gentleman.
Yep. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He was fucking there when I got my haircut this week.
Yeah, some of them are still
there. He still comes
in
once or twice a week and cuts hair.
Yeah. But now they've got a whole new
new
crew of young barbers.
Yeah.
It's smart really, guys. You could probably make a pretty good buck doing that.
The guy took, 20 minutes to cut my hair?
Mm-hmm.
It's $40. I don't know how much of that he gets, but that's not bad for 20 minutes.
I still think you should do one of the old school flat razor shaves.
I have a beard.
Well, shave it.
No. Out of the question.
In all of the years I've known you, I don't know, what is it 19 years total I've probably known you?
Try again.
Okay, maybe a little bit longer than that. 29?
It's going on 30. It's 27, right, I think is what it is.
Anyways,
yeah.
It's a long time. I've never seen you without facial hair.
You've...
Ever.
You have never seen my upper lip.
Nope.
Ever.
I wonder what you're hiding under there.
An old tattoo.
That'd be freaking hysterical.
Take it off and there's a tattoo of a mustache. What the fuck? Dummy. Yes.
But for real, there's got to be something under there.
There's just a perfectly formed lip that was probably one of the better lips you'd ever see.
Yeah?
If you were to see it.
What's this called right there? That little groove in the top of your lip.
Isn't that palate? Isn't that how you have a cleft palate? Because that's separated?
Mm-mm.
I think that's a palate.
No, that, this little groovy part right under your nose?
Or is that an umblot?
What? An ink blot? What? Rorschach test? What are you talking about?
Rorschach? What? Yes, I have a Rorschach test under my mustache, actually. That's the tattoo. People kept mistaking it for a birthmark, and I had to keep it covered now.
All right. Someday I'm just going to shave it off in the middle of the night.
There's you would have to, get freaking chloroform. Or is it chlorophyll? Wait, which one's the one
chlorophyll?
That...
Chlorophyll? Yes, I'm going to surround you in plants.
It's chloroform, then, is the one that...
Yes.
Okay. I knew it was one of them. That's the only way to be able to do that. Smother my face with chloroform and then knock me out.
I think there's some times when you're in a pretty deep sleep.
And I
could
would
probably get away with it.
Still at some point wake up and have to quote Michael Scott from The Office and go, don't shave my lips.
Realistically, all I'd have to do is get some scissors and really mess it up because then your only option would be to shave it off.
No, I just let it grow over like that.
Okay.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
What do you guys think? Let me know.
Yeah.
Should we shave Joe's upper lip?
Best hair in 50 years right now. Can you believe it? It's so good. It's incredible. I should post a picture of my head.
Go, you should.
For the podcast picture tonight.
Yep.
Just my head, not my face.
No. Starting at your eyebrows up.
Yeah. Dude even trimmed my eyebrows. Motherfucker trimmed my eyebrows.
I thought it was about time somebody did something about that for you.
Fucking haircutting wizard, man. It was good. Little skinny dude looked like he was 24.
He probably was.
Maybe. He did a good job. 50 years.
Maybe I can get him to shave your upper lip.
50 years. Best hair.
I'm gonna slip him the 50 in your picture. I'm going to say, if this guy comes in.
I don't think you appreciate the sheer gravity of this moment. It's taking me 50 years to have nearly perfect hair.
I'm sure when you had your mullet when you were 15, you thought you had perfect hair then, too.
We all make mistakes, okay? Do you want to pull out some of your pictures from the 90s?
Dude, my hair was epic in the
90s, man. I just showed you this earlier. There was a health thing from the Erie County Commissioner of Health or whatever, and it was a dozen women.
Girls
that had hair like you in high school, the big high hair.
Oh, yeah,
the bangs
big
and
high hair.
And said, if you used to wear bangs like this, you're probably due for a colonoscopy.
The most accurate advertisement ever.
It was so funny. It was perfect.
Of course, that's not going to entice me to go.
Well, let's see here. What would it take to you said entice. I don't know who would ever be enticed to get a colonoscopy. But...
Like, I'm not going to look at that and be like, yeah, that's me. I better make an appointment.
Yeah, hey, can you stick that thing 12 foot up my ass, please? They go in far. They go in deep, Shrek.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. You want to talk about something else? Something fun?
Sure. What do you got for me?
Abortion. We have to talk about this briefly, right? It's fucking crazy.
No.
Yes. The whole leak thing from the Supreme Court on an opinion that was being written, that's
so
fucked up.
Not the abortion thing. The idea that something got leaked
from
the Supreme Court. Now that
huge.
Is crazy. Because that just doesn't happen.
That's just like...
There is such a finite amount of people that have direct access to that information.
I would imagine so, yes.
It'll be interesting. They've got to come out, right? And
what do you mean?
They're going to have to find out who leaked it, right?
They're supposedly doing an investigation, yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
Uh-huh. It's ridiculous. But you think that Twitter is a shithole on normal days? Wait till the day and the day after when the Supreme Court written opinion, not a fucking, you know, it's not a judgment or whatever the fuck it's called. It's just an opinion that's being written, which probably maybe would have down the road this later this year been, you know, their judgment. But it's almost like there's a fucking contest every week of what can divide this country even further. Like there's so much shit going on this past couple of years. Now let's do the abortion one now. Okay, yeah, play on the abortion one. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But really, I mean, so if I understand correctly, all this does is say that abortion is not a constitutional right.
I don't know. I do know.
And what that does, right?
You're still going.
Okay. Well, right. But what that does is then puts it on the state.
Correct. That's the only part I know.
All decision at that point becomes state laws.
Yeah. You can... If you really want, all right, listen, I'll just go on record as saying this. I'm not a fan of abortion. I don't care. But if somebody wants to do it, that's their choice. I don't care. I'm not going to advocate one way or the other. If it's a thing, it's a thing. If it's not a thing, it's not a thing. I don't care. I'm never going to have to worry about it. Right? So don't care. So if you're a fan of it, I'm on your side. If you're not a fan of it, I'm on your side too. But I think that it's a little insane for not only to get leaked, but for this just to keep coming up over and over and over again. And I think you're right. I don't know about, like, you know, the what you said, like constitutional part of it, but it's definitely right that it would become a matter for the states. And I think that's, you know, you've seen some snarky posts on Twitter of people like rebuking pro-abortion people saying like, oh, you know, you're against this being overturned so that your state can decide and you can still get abortions. I mean, so yes. It's a state thing is what it would become if this were overturned.
Right.
But it's just fucked up that it got leaked.
Yes.
And now there's fucking people like posting and protesting the addresses of the Supreme Court justices' houses and shit. They're protesting at the, I mean, just fucking stop everything. We had this last year or 2 years ago with the fucking all the riots everywhere. Stop. Fucking stop the nonsense. Okay. I appreciate that you're an advocate for it. And that you're passionate about it, and that's great. But put the fucking pitchforks and torches down. Jesus Christ. And stay off of Twitter. For fuck's sake.
Why?
Because
Twitter
it's a cesspool
is a free
of
speech.
Morons. It is. It's going more towards free speech because of Elon. Thank you, Elon. It's a fucking cesspool.
So then scroll past it. You don't read it.
It's unavoidable because it's part of the algorithm is that there's a chemical that gets released from your phone that sucks you in and transforms your brain into hitting like, let's see this thread.
Nope.
Oh, look, this comment in this thread has 12 comments itself. Let's open that one up and take a look at what people are saying and to repudiate that one. No.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's... You know what it says. Why click on it?
I know. I don't know.
You put yourself in that situation to introduce yourself into that cesspool.
Yeah, I know, but still. I had a funny thought. I mean, it's I don't know, never mind. It's just like, this is not a slam against people who are pro abortion, so if you are, don't take it this way, but it's funny, and you can find the same things on the right, I'm sure, but you know, these are the same people that, like, don't want you wearing fur oftentimes, right? Like, you can't kill an animal to get fucking fur.
But
yeah.
Uh-huh.
But there's hypocrites and all that kind of shit on both sides. The whole thing is a whole fucking mess. They need to just nuke Washington. Not really.
Just
play
like
on words. Get new people in there.
Right. And one of the arguments that I've seen a lot on
Jesus.
The interwebs is, you know, okay, so these people that are, many of them that are pro abortion were also
past their childbearing years.
No, they were pro-vax. So when when the government was making everyone
right, you know, my body, you have my
to
choice.
Have a, yeah, yes. You have to have this shot because it affects me.
Yeah,
but don't tell me what to do with my reproductive organs.
And also, if you're in the age bracket of 65 and above and are a politician, fucking quit. Let people who are relevant and who can think and speak clearly get into office, please.
Term limits are necessary, on every single 1,000% government.
Yeah, especially
position,
Senate.
Without a doubt.
But even during the last election, Eric Weinstein, I think it was him. But, you know, he said, wouldn't it be great to have a president that could actually, like, code, like, that is young enough but old enough to, but still, and he's just using that as a reference to say, like, let's get somebody in there that's kind of relevant to what's going on today,
mm-hmm.
and not all these dinosaurs that have been sitting there for fucking 40 years. It's so dumb.
You know what?
When the
Democrats had their primary last time around, they had such an incredible pool of candidates. Incredible pool of candidates.
Yeah.
And
for the most part.
But I mean, it was so diverse.
Out of that bunch.
How Biden ended up as their selection, when you go back and you look at the incredibly smart, talented, incredible human beings they could have chosen from.
Tulsi Gabbard, Amy Klobuchar, even. I mean, mm-hmm. all these people were way better options.
Yes.
But we'll see what happens because, you know. It's going to be a presidential election again, and I doubt Biden's going to go.
Yeah, they can't get behind him again, right?
That's enough.
Only time will tell.
I guess.
Even better question.
Yes.
Who are the Republicans going to put up?
Nah, I don't know. It's got to be Ron DeSantis, right? It's got to be the only guy.
Maybe.
We'll see. There should be the combined ticket approach that, ironically, Eric Weinstein's brother talked about running up the last election. He called it like the Unity Project, but he wanted a very great candidate from the Republican side and a very great candidate from the Democrat side to run on a ticket. And the way he framed it was whoever wins, you know, whatever, however the presidency is decided, right? If the Republican's the president, the Democrat is the vice president, if they run for re-election, they switch. And the Democrat becomes, but it's the same two people.
Right.
And they're more moderate from both sides, but one is definitely right-leaning and one is left-leaning. That's a pretty brilliant idea. So I think they should do that this year. Ron DeSantis with, like, fucking Tulsi Gabbard running as his running mate. Done.
We'll put it out there, man.
I got to call Ron. Know. It's been a while since we've spoken. I'll text him, actually. He doesn't like to get phone calls.
Well, yeah, he's busy.
Well, no, this is actually 7:30 to 8:30 every evening is his spa time. So I don't want to call him during that. He's relaxing.
That man does not relax.
It's been a long day of yelling at Democrats for him.
he doesn't yell at them. He just ignores them.
He just needs to sit in some bubbles and relax for a while. Sit in some bubbles.
Stews in the hot tub for an hour.
I guess so. Did you see there's a new tallest dog?
Tallest?
Yes, tallest, just standing on all fours.
You mean taller than, say, a Great Dane or
a Great Dane,
Irish Wolfhound?
But it's the tallest one yet. It's 3.5 feet on all fours. And I think they measure to the shoulder.
Oh, okay. So
it's a giant dog. His name is Zeus. He's in Texas.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yep.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. It's the Lone Star State.
All my exes also live there.
That's a lie.
That's not true. I broke some hearts when I lived there when I was in the second grade.
So you're telling me that only the hearts you broke in second grade are your exes, nothing after that?
Texas is different. You can get married younger there, too. Hmm. But yeah. I don't know if I said it on here. In that school, I think I was actually there for...
You were beaten by the teachers?
Yes. Is that... I've said that on here? I've told you.
I don't know if you've said it on
here. They paddled kids. They had a wooden fucking paddle.
Clearly, they didn't beat you hard enough.
I never got hit with the paddle. Fuck that shit, man. I'm not that dumb. But they legit would take the kid off the corner of the room and fucking smack him really hard in the ass.
So he probably deserved it.
Maybe, but you know, it's a little extreme. Some stranger hitting your kid.
It wasn't a stranger.
It's a stranger.
It was a teacher.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, it was the good old days.
It wasn't. I remember one of the teachers' name was Mrs. Halpern. She was mean. Halpern, maybe? Yeah.
Halpert?
No.
No? Wasn't Jim's mom?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Gotcha.
So what else? We've already talked about Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
What is Cinco de Mayo?
We've talked about running. Cinco de Mayo is the Mexican Independence Day from the French.
You know that in Mexico, they don't actually celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Is this true?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they?
They don't. It's not like a federal holiday or anything down there. It's like an American thing that we think we're doing great by. It's really just an excuse here to drink tequila and eat tacos.
Is that really true?
Their Independence Day is in like September or something.
Which commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire in the Battle of Puebla in 1862. I nailed that. I was right. So maybe we're just celebrating the French losing. Because they don't think of it as a big victory, apparently, in Mexico. But we're like, fucking French lost again? We just bought all that land from them, Louisiana Purchase.
There
now they're losing to Mexico.
See? Just pushed them right the hell out.
Good.
We only let them keep the cold part of the continent.
The cold part.
We pushed them
Canada.
All north.
That's British, though, isn't it?
You can have Quebec. No, there's a lot of French Canadian.
I understand that, but Canada itself is aligned with Great Britain or the United Kingdom, not
right
French. France.
But there's a lot of French speaking portions of Canada.
Not France. French.
Which is strange, isn't it?
It is strange. Canada is a weird place.
It's different, that's for sure.
It's like a PG-13 version of America.
PG? What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's not as wild. It's, you know, people are a little bit nicer on the overall. Not as much crazy shit goes on there as it does here. They've got some things that are better than us. Healthcare could be argued that it's better, you know, that kind of stuff. But so it's just a tamed down version of the United States a little bit.
Hmm.
It's US PG-13.
I see. Can you still drink there at 19?
I think so.
Hmm. I don't know. That was the big thing when we were kids. We could just cross the border if you wanted to go.
You know what I remember about being 19 and doing that? Not having this fucking hair. My hair was
nowhere
near as good.
No, you did not. It was not nearly as epic.
When I was 19, my hair was...
You had a mullet?
50 years. This
mullet.
Is 50 years of...
Your hair is definitely better than a mullet.
Yeah. My hair is definitely better than anything I've ever had.
It's true.
Half a century.
You should be a hair model.
Is there like a Distinguished Gentleman magazine or
there
something?
There probably is.
Oh, okay. I'll Google that next.
I don't know. Do they have those in the barbershops, like books where you can look at like men's haircuts to decide what you want?
I don't know.
I mean, they have them in, you know,
women's
yeah. salons. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never looked for them, but I haven't seen them either.
Well, I know they're there because I've seen them in the salons for men.
I don't know if where I go has them. How about that?
If they did, you should be in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. Head model, Joseph Novak.
Just hair model.
No, don't say head model.
If you do that, then you're going to have to trim up the beard.
No.
We've had this discussion.
It's a modern, sophisticated look. So the hair is like 1,000% perfect. And then you get a little bit rougher with the beard. It's not completely unkempt, but it's not like trimmed up with lines. You know, I'm not like choloing it where I got a line shaved around the neck.
You mean you don't groom it?
You know who people that do that? People that don't have a fucking chin or neckline.
What?
That's what it is.
What?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, they keep that shit there to try and make it look like the physical appearance of a jawline or something.
No.
Yes.
No, it's just trimmed. It's clean.
No.
Yeah, you get a clean line.
No.
And it looks nice and trim even though you got facial hair.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
People are
weigh in on this, people.
They are deceiving.
Go to the interwebs.
With those things. They're just trying to hide their freaking
no.
double chin.
Mm-mm.
True story. True story.
Speaking of hair, I got to shave mine.
Yeah, you want to do that? I'll do it.
You do it all the time. I know
I
you
know,
will.
But I'm just saying now. I'll do it. Do it.
Well, we have to finish the podcast first.
No, it's not going to be tonight.
You just said you wanted to do it right now.
Sorry, you still have to deal with us coughing a little bit sometimes.
Oh, see, I told you were still coughing.
That was bad. That was just like a cough with a dry throat. I haven't had enough water.
That's not true.
I've had like a headache for 3 weeks. I haven't been drinking enough water. I hit my knee when I was getting out of bed this morning. And so, yes, I had a little cough, okay? Sue me. Fucking arrest me. It's going to be the best looking goddamn mugshot of my life.
How many mugshots have you had in your life?
Next question.
I don't like your avoidance.
Hey, you saw the potential in me, so you wanted future Joe.
I wanted nice hair Joe.
That's right. You're like, in like 27 years, I bet you he'll finally look good.
He'll finally get it together.
Finally be presentable. And it worked. You're a fucking wizard.
In many ways.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you finally see and acknowledge that.
Sure.
I don't like that tone.
I don't
that
like you claiming
sarcastic.
To be a wizard. A wizard is
I'm
one
not really
of the
a wizard.
Highest achievements. Gandalf.
Is that the weird old man with the long white beard?
Why, are you going to yell at him to trim his beard, too?
Well, no, because his beard probably brings him lots of knowledge.
How does his beard bring him knowledge? Is it like knowledge of what he had for breakfast yesterday because you can't get it all cleaned out?
No, I feel like, you know, it's one of those things. If he shaves his beard, his knowledge will be gone.
It's not like Samson's hair.
You don't know.
He's got a wizard's brain, man.
I don't know.
Anyway, yes. That
Wait, what was the question?
With the gray beard and the walking stick or whatever the fuck you said. Yes. You really should embrace the Lord of the Rings movies. They're great.
That's not going to happen.
It should.
Yeah, but it's just not.
Someday when we have nothing to do and 12 hours to burn, we can watch all three of them. And if you're really, really excited and you're into it, we can watch the Hobbit prequels.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just can't get into that stuff. That's weird to me.
It's what?
Weird. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
But you got into, like, Game of Thrones.
There's a big difference between The Hobbit and Game of Thrones.
Sure, because Game of Thrones or The Hobbit doesn't have some chick getting pounded by a 6'8" Momoa guy or whatever. That's the difference. Otherwise, there are, like, orcs. There's different races of people. There's different armies. There's people feuding. There's been long time feuds. There's magic. It's the same. There's fucking dragons.
Magic.
There's dragons.
It's not the same.
Well, it's like a government program. If you can't get the one made in the USA, you could buy one that's called ETS, essentially the same. Game of Thrones is ETS.
No.
Lord of the Rings, yes.
Game of Thrones is way better than any of those weird hobbits.
I'm not saying it's better or worse. I'm saying it's the same. Like, you're making fun of Lord of the Rings because of the same things you've liked in Game of Thrones.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Vikings is another good show.
Yes, it is. As well as Vikings Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm. If you guys are looking for something to watch, Vikings Valhalla is the way to go.
Every
Unfortunately,
time...
there's only one season out there so far.
Yeah, every time I watch those shows, it makes me want to grow Viking hair.
I know, but don't.
I know, I won't, but I really would like to.
You could grow a Viking beard.
You'd yell at me because it's not trimmed.
But it would be epic.
What's a Viking beard exactly?
I'll have to show you.
Okay.
Okay. I'll show you a picture. Something that would go appropriately with your epic hair.
Okay.
It might require trimming, though.
Well, I'll determine that, but I'm open to a Viking beard, potentially. You'll have to show me some examples of what you think would be a good Viking beard.
Okay.
Because I can grow a beard.
You have
I can
one
grow
now.
A beard, baby.
You have I one now.
Fucking A, man.
Mm-hmm.
In the payload department, this guy was blessed.
Payload?
Sure.
What did you just say?
I said payload. It's Cinco de Mayo for hair.
It's Cinco de Mayo for hair.
That's how
all of a sudden, in the middle of a sentence, you decide to throw in one Spanish word in the whole show.
¿Cómo se dice hair en español? A pelo. That's how that would go.
Boy. Tú es estúpido.
¿Cómo se dice shithead?
How do you say jerk face?
You don't.
Because that's my... It's been identified lately that I use that phrase.
Isn't face facile? Or is that easy? That's easy. You're facile.
Facio.
Fusa. The fusa are coming.
The fusa are coming.
Yeah. All right. We're getting ready to wrap up. Oh, real quick. Dave Chappelle got smacked now, too. Kind of. He didn't get smacked. The guy came at the stage and... Chappelle kind of moved out of the way, and then that guy got the shit kicked out of him, and his arm looks like it's broken because it's like bending in a weird way when he was getting loaded in an ambulance.
Yeah, he had some weird weapon.
He had a knife hidden inside of a fake gun.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, how did
but
he even
scary.
Get in with that shit? This wasn't just like some janky like comedy thing. It was like a Netflix is a joke festival. It's like a 10-day festival. So it's at a, you know, a place where you have to buy tickets and
right.
It's assuming, you know, it's a bigger venue.
I mean, they don't have metal detectors every time you go someplace.
But
they're going to start.
Yeah, really. One of the guys that helped because there were so many comedians there, Jamie Foxx, who's he's buff anyway. I mean.
Yeah, he's a sizable dude.
But he was one of the guys that came out to
He came out
help.
To, yeah.
I think he laid some
to give some, what?
Some what for?
What for the poor lad?
I'll try to remember. I tweeted
poor
it on
bloke.
My personal Twitter, but it's like a 20-second clip of Jamie Foxx impersonating Dave Chappelle, and I mean,
you
I
should
mean,
post that to
yeah,
the
we said this,
podcast.
I said this to you earlier. I mean, and like everybody knows this, Jamie Foxx is like a fucking chameleon. I mean, he can the roles he plays, the versatility. He's made records. He's like
mm-hmm.
comic. He was a brilliant stand-up. I mean, everything. He can
he's
do everything.
Funny. He can do drama.
Oh,
he's,
my God.
Yeah.
But
incredible.
He does like 20 seconds of impersonating Chappelle. And if you know Dave Chappelle, he captures everything about him. His essence, his
mm-hmm.
emphasis on words.
His manner.
Phrasing.
Yes. He's
it's
very
so
unique.
So fucking funny. Oh,
mannerisms.
My God. I'll have to post that. I will.
But it was very funny.
Yeah. It's good stuff. All right.
No, funny was afterwards Chris Rock saying, was that Will? Is that you?
Yeah.
But the sad part of the whole situation, besides the fact that someone tried to attack Dave Chappelle, is that Is this going to be the thing now?
Well, if it is, you're going to see comedians in certain states just bring a fucking gun with them where there's concealed carry. And if you come up to the stage, you're going to get drawn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what do you do? I mean, all of a sudden, what do we got to put fencing around stages? I mean, yeah, it's sad. It's a sad state.
This goes back to my little rant about protesting and that kind of stuff. Stop.
Take it too far.
Listen.
Society takes things too far.
If this was allegedly in response to the transphobic stuff that was in... It wasn't even transphobic. I shouldn't even say that. The alleged transphobic jokes that Dave Chappelle had in his last special, which apparently was part of the motivation for this kid, I think. How dumb are you to buy a fucking ticket to go see this guy?
You just supported him in the very best way possible.
You're paying him. I mean, come on. Just stay home. Tweet. Here, you dude, you're a guy that should be on Twitter just ranting. Mm-hmm. Stay home and tweet. Mm-hmm. Fucking morons.
And just ignore them.
Everybody, just chill the fuck out. It's been a dickhead 2.5 years in this country. And yes, you could even argue the years that Trump was president before that. Fucking relax.
Take it easy.
We're all friends.
You're getting awfully worked up here.
We're all cool, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what you believe in. If I don't believe in it, you're not going to convince me probably, but I'm not going to try and convince you either. Okay? Let's agree to disagree and go have a fucking beer or something, okay?
Right. Just like a lot of those social media posts that you're seeing now that are, if from the pro-choice individuals that if you think blah, 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 unfriend me right now because I hate you.
Right. How fucking stupid is that?
That's a little extreme. So you're saying as an individual, you cannot respect someone else's opinion as part of their person? And
that's the hill they're dying on, though. Like, you're gonna say, if you don't believe this one thing that I don't believe in, I don't want you in my life anymore.
Right.
Okay.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Just stop. If you posted that, take it down. And put up something like, I don't think this should be overturned. If you
put up something intelligent.
Yeah. If you do, okay, that's your opinion. I don't. You want to go hang out later. That's the way these things should be. I don't care who it is. Just fucking relax, people. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. Do some fucking yoga. Go meditate. Spend 20 minutes walking every morning. Whatever you want to do. Just get it out of your system in a more productive way. This podcast has been brought to you by Planned Parenthood.
Chimey. That sounds like the Buddha music that I listen to during the day when I do work.
This is going downhill. Our Gregorian chant section is over, okay?
This is what happens when we go after minutes.
Yeah.
We were wrapping it up.
This should be ending. All right.
We're done here.